After Republican State Senator Barbara Bailey retired last month, the 10th Legislative District was tasked with finding a replacement. Well, they did. Business owner and farmer manager of Three Sisters Farm on Whidbey Island, which he operates with his three daughters, Ron Muzal now represents a pretty substantial district. This spans Island County, and it spans communities in northwest Snohomish County, as well as southwest Skagit County, and he joins me now. Senator, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Jason. I appreciate it.
How's it feel to be called Senator?
A little humbling.
Oh, yeah.
Not something I was quite ready for. Now that it's happened.
Well, a lot of people are brand new to you and your name. They're not necessarily familiar with you, including folks in sort of Republican circles. So, take us through real quickly. Who are you? What called you to serve?
Well, I've got a history of service. I've spent 30 years in different places in the community, 20 years in the volunteer fire department, firefighter, officer, 11 years as fire commissioner. I've served on farmer cooperative boards, some local Skagit Farmer Supply, some of them national like Land O'Lakes. I spent 15 years on Skagit board and 8 years on Land O'Lakes board, besides various county committees and boards as well. But I explain myself as pretty boring, honestly. I've had the same address and phone number my entire life. I've been married to the same woman for 34 years. I've had the same job my entire career. Now, it was self-employment, but it has changed. But kind of a boring individual, I guess, compared to a lot of today's standards.
Well, why decide to change that? Because obviously when you become a state senator, now you're going to have to spend some time, a lot of time in Olympia, a lot of time on phone calls and meetings, meeting a whole bunch of different people that arguably don't want to meet with you at all because they're trying to convince you that your positions are wrong. Why get into that role?
Well, you will appreciate this. A few years ago, we had a board retreat down in Seattle. And we came back, our wives, spouses would go along with us. We'd meet all day long, and then we'd go out for dinner in the evening. So we were coming back from dinner one evening, and we were staying at the Mayflower. Wonderful hotel, nice part of Seattle. And I was appalled at the behavior that was going on in the streets of Seattle.
Yeah.
And actually, we chose to no longer have our retreats there. But I thought, you know, if Seattle chooses to do that, I'm a good Republican. That's their choice. But now that's crept into the 10th. And I look at my granddaughters who are 3 and 1, and I look at the deterioration in the last 5 years, and it isn't just homeless, and of course that's a comprehensive problem, but it's taxes, it's everything else. I no longer am satisfied with the state of our state, and I don't want to leave that to my granddaughters to live in the future. We've been here 110 years. We're planning on staying here. I just can't accept that as the norm.
Well, and we talk about on the show pretty frequently, I say bad policies and bad situations in Seattle have the tendency to spread. And a lot of folks are starting to see that from Covington to Marysville. And, you know, they're dealing with it the best way that they can, and they've seen some significant success. But quite the opposite story in Seattle.
Yeah, and it's sad. You know, I don't think it's a bunch of bad actors. I just think it's a really bad movie. And so we need to change the plot as we're going along. And we're seeing homelessness and the opioid crisis, even here on Whidbey Island, even South Whidbey, which we consider to be quite isolated. We got people living in the woods. And that's not all right in my mind. There's a fine difference between sympathy and empathy, and I'm a big believer that sympathy is not the right reaction. Sympathy is feeling sorry for somebody. Empathy is putting yourself in their place, and if I was in their place, I wouldn't want to be living in the woods today. It's raining, it's cool, it's damp. I'm an outdoorsman, so I go out and tour that by choice, but I can always go back to a warm home.
Exactly.
We need to help these people out of that situation, and that's deep within me. I feel strongly about that.
Just joining me, we're talking with State Senator Ron Mizall. He is the new senator for the 10th Legislative District. So from that perspective, as a Republican, not wanting this kind of human suffering to spread and to try to get it under control in parts where right now it feels like it's out of control, what exactly can be done in Olympia versus what, you know, individual cities can be doing on their own or should be doing on their own?
Well, of course, we can provide resources. We can provide direction. There's actually been a pretty comprehensive committee put together that has been addressing those very things. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited by some of the things that they've come up with between the House and the Senate. We just need to be the Behavioral Health Subcommittee has really come up with some really positive things, I think, and it's got bipartisan support. So I'm hoping in this next legislative session we can act on some of those things. But it isn't a simple problem, and too often I hear it being blamed on single reasons why. Mm-hmm. It has to be a comprehensive approach. We've got an opioid crisis. The reasons for those people having substance abuse are varied. We need to approach all of those, whether it's mental illness, whether it's economic, whether it's societal, whether it's family. Each one of those has to be dealt with separately. And, you know, as to the reason they're homeless, well, in a lot of cases, I personally believe it is substance abuse. But there are other reasons. There's a small percentage are out there for another reason, and we need to address those as well. But we need to stop enabling and start helping them. And I'm pretty passionate about that.
Do you think that all of a sudden, when you get there, especially going into 2020 with this election, that things are going to be more civil, that there's going to be more bipartisan support?
I am not naive. I don't think that I can go down there and make some huge difference. But like eating an elephant, you do it one bite at a time. Maybe I can start taking bites out of the discord that exists. I don't think that I'm going to be able to go in there and make some huge difference, but maybe I can echo some of those who are being civil and who are willing to actually address things. Jason, I'm a farmer. I grew up on the farm. I'm multi-generational, and I've farmed my whole life. We're pretty practical and pretty pragmatic. We deal with single-digit margins. We have to get things done in the best way possible, not always the way we want, because, you know, capital isn't unlimited, but we do the best we can every day. And when the time gets tough, we just buckle down and persevere. And I would like to take that to Olympia, and I hope I can make a difference. I know one thing. I'm really don't fit the definition of a politician, and I don't know if that's good or bad. We're going to find out.
You are going to find out. Is the intent at the end of this to run for a full term, or is it you'll wait and see and experience what it's like to be a state senator before making that decision?
No, when I was approached and asked if I would consider this, we're all in. The family made the decision. It's a partnership, and we made the decision that not only were we all in as far as the this appointment process, but we were going to run for the next 4 years. So we are already started down the path of our campaign for 2020, and we're humbled by the support that is getting behind us, and of course, this is the seventh day I've been a senator, so it is a little bit on the new side for me, but we're putting together a good campaign staff, and we've got some really exciting people who are getting involved with supporting us in this run.
Well, you're in the honeymoon phase right now. Don't worry. Give it a couple weeks, and you'll start being yelled at for taking a variety of positions, so don't worry. That's coming.
Oh, You know what? I've worked in a family operation my whole life, so getting yelled at is kind of normal.
You get it. We wish you the absolute best of luck. We've been talking with State Senator Ron Mizall. He is now the state senator from the 10th Legislative District. Best of luck in the future, and we look forward to chatting with you again once you got some policies, policy prescriptions under your belt ready to unveil.
Thank you very much, Jason, for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
And take care.